Log Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It is Tuesday, September 20th, 2016, and you have tuned into Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody. Always available to you on any of our social media outlets, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and we have our own website, always ready for you to check out and see what's going on with us so we can stay in tune with what's going on with you. Hi, I'm your host, Rev J, and I am so excited that you guys have tuned in for our fall 2016 season of Couch Conversations. That's right, it's time to get comfortable, take a deep breath, and let's talk about what's really going on. My whole theme for the fall season is foil doesn't work. F-O-I-L. And I know people are like, is this a cooking show? No. It's not a cooking show. It really has nothing to do with your kitchen at all. FOIL is an acronym that's used in math class when we talk about linear equations. And so it stands for first, outer, inner, last. Or first, outside, inside, last. And so what has happened is over time, we'll say cosmetics, we'll say self-help, we'll say gyms, all these places and industries have marketed this foil at us at such a rapid pace that it has caught on. And in our minds, we think we have to fix the outer shell of who we are before we address some of our inner stuff. Before we even attempt to look at the inner stuff, they want us to fake it till we make it. They want us to tuck it in and suck it in. They want us to pluck it out and prune it up. And there's a lot of people who are walking around just zombified and trying to chase something that's called beauty when beauty's in the eye of the beholder. And it's just this concept that is really unattainable, because if you lose 10, you want to lose 20. If you lose 20, you want to lose 30. If you pay $100 for your weave this month, in 6 months you want the $150 weave. If you get your eyebrows plucked, you got to get eyelashes. It's just a never-ending cycle, and sometimes we have to say, when is enough enough? I'm not knocking, I'm not dissing, I'm not insulting anyone. Do what works for you. But at some point, if it's not working, we have to look at the alternative. And I'm thinking that this is not working. I'm looking at people like, it's not working. A lot of us are familiar with the bad side of the cosmetic industry. When we look at people who we grew up with in the 90s, and then we look at their pictures now, celebrities I'm talking about, like, oh, I can't even recognize you. You look so different. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, it's because you were chasing that outside appearances. You never really healed from this situation over here. I mean, I can analyze people that I don't know, but that wouldn't be fair to them because I don't know the story behind it, but just the way it looks. Like, I'm thinking about one person in particular. I'm not going to name names, but there's just a certain female rapper from the 90s who does not look anything like she did when she first came out, who had a traumatic experience. Like, it was big time, it was popular. I'm looking at her now, I'm like, wow, I wonder what would have happened if you would have got the healing that you needed during your season of loss, during your time of pain, when you went through that really big public traumatic thing, if you still would have went under the surgeon's knife so many times to, quote-unquote, repair what was broken, when in actuality what was broken was something internal, and you tried to fix something external, and you went entirely too far. You don't sound the same. You don't look the same. You don't. Yeah. And so even looking at celebrities, it just causes me, so that's what I do, to look at myself. Ooh, I wonder what would have happened if during your traumatic experience, instead of trying to masquerade, instead of trying to make everyone else feel comfortable, when people say, how are you, really said how you were, and you really allowed yourself to go through the emotional transformation that was happening inside of you. What if you had actually let down your guard long enough to heal? And I'm thinking, well, if I'm going through that, obviously there has to be someone else going through it because there's nothing new under the sun. I can't possibly be the only person who has ever gone through something so traumatic. But just for comfortability's sake, just kind of mask that, so just go along to get along. That doesn't work. It didn't work then. It does not work now. And we're looking at generations upon generations of people who have gone through trauma, after injury, hit after hit, blow after blow, and it hurts. And when people say, oh, I'm hurting, I'm in pain, this hurts me. Well, get over it. Oh, well, do what you got to do. Go cry in private. Go do those. Don't be human here. You can't be human. Just mask that up. Go buy you some new shoes. That will make you feel so much better. How? How is that making anyone feel better to acquire another bill that is unnecessary, to have something on my feet that has nothing to do with what's going on in my heart or in my head? Foil does not work. It doesn't. Dressing up the outside, trying to fix or create or get some sort of peace about what's going on the inside, what will work in a lasting and real healing way is when we start to address what's really going on the inside. You are hurt. You are hurting. You are bleeding out, and we are allowing it to happen. But, girl, your nails look good. Oh, boo, that weave, you are working it. While you are bleeding out in front of us, hemorrhaging, dying literally from the inside out, decaying, cancerous, just nastiness that's going on the inside of you that's projecting outward. But, honey, them shoes. Are we serious in 2016? This is what we're seriously still telling people? This is what the industry would have you to believe? Buy a book, eat a cookie, put on some red bottles, and life is better? That's why we have millionaires committing suicide. Yep, fixing up that outside, that really works. That's why lottery winners can't maintain their money. It works so well. It really does. When are we going to stop denying the fact that we are human beings first and foremost? We're human. Yes, we're spiritual, having a human experience. Okay, fine, dress it any way you want to. Please admit the fact that you're human. And as a human being, you have feelings, you have emotions, you have a will. And all those things don't always get along with each other. And sometimes some stuff from your past has got to be dealt with so that you can walk with your head high into your future. They were sitting around with their destiny just waiting for them to get there, but they bowed down and weighed down with baggage from when they was 8, 9, 10, 12, 15 years old. We haven't dealt with that. I don't understand why he acts so childish, because he's still a child. Something happened to him when he was a child that has wounded him. It has never been addressed. And when these situations come up, this is the behavior you get because he doesn't know any better. No one's ever taken the time to address where he emotionally stopped, where she emotionally is pained. Why is she looking for a daddy? Because her daddy wasn't there. Because no male ever took time with her, because she doesn't know her worth, because she doesn't know her importance, because she was never affirmed. Can we address the real issues in life? Because if the stuff you don't get growing up, you're going to seek that out. You're going to seek that out. You're going to try to create it. It's not going to be the real thing. You're going to fail. You're going to do it over and over and over again until you get it right, until you get it better, or until you just addict yourself away. And a lot of us have these, quote-unquote, addictions, you know, the things that we cling to when things get up. Oh, I just need a candy bar. Whew, I just need a drink. I need a smoke. I just need to go shopping. You need to do that because it gives you that temporary feeling of, you can finally breathe. You can look, yes. What if we invested in ourselves and got those aha moments from something other than liquor, something other than chocolate? Something other than alcohol. It's possible. It really is. It's so possible. And it's probable. And it's a choice. Everything in life is not a choice. If you are over 25 years old, that's my, in my mind, that's my age of, something's about to change into maturity. Not 18, not 21, that's not an adult to me, I'm sorry. But around 25, something starts to click. Maybe like a quarter of my life is gone. What have I done? What am I doing? And I can no longer blame my past. I now is this adult version of myself. I've got to make adult decisions. And going off the FOIL method, it sells gym memberships. Oh, it sells cosmetics. It sells self-help books. It sells stuff that doesn't work and is not lasting. It sells all of that. But does it help you become who you are truly meant to be? I say it doesn't. I say FOIL doesn't work. It may work in math, but outside of math class, honey, it's not for you. What we have to do is pull out the mirrors and start looking at our reflection and being real with who we really are. We are not sheep. If you tuned in last week, you know what that's all about. If you haven't tuned in, go back and catch the show. You are not sheep. You don't have to say bad. You don't have to bow down, but you have to face who you really are. And there's something inside of you that is dying because you are living as a sheep. There's something inside of you that is causing your, quote-unquote, depression because you have suppressed who you really are. There's something inside of you that is greater than where you are, and you know it, and you're fighting yourself. You're having this internal war within you because you have tethered yourself. You have tethered yourself to a reality that you created that's really a facade because you keep trying to perpetrate and be this person that people think that you are. When in reality, if ever you would take down that mask and reveal who you really are, only the real people in your life will stay around because they're just as broken, just as fragmented, just as hurt, and just as damaged as you are. And if you ever got together with people who are in that same boat, you guys could help each other up. But we'd rather stay masked. We'd rather walk around in a masquerade. Oh, I am this, I am that, I am woman, hear me roar, and you're not. You're not ready to roar yet. You still hanging out with sheep. And one day, maybe you'll find another lion who will come up to you and invest into you and will teach you and remind you that there is a roar down deep inside of you. And when that opportunity comes, you can't be afraid to roar. You have to dig down deep and find it. And it may not sound full-fledged in the beginning, but I promise you, if you keep working at it, working at your gift, working at your talent, working on your vision, writing your vision, put the vision board up, believe in yourself, invest in yourself, take care of yourself, mold yourself, look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not who I used to be. And those are both great things. And when you can start to mess up, you know what, I'm not that. And just because someone else puts a label on you doesn't mean you have to live up to that either. You have to live in your truth. Fragmented, broken mosaics are beautiful. Broken pieces turned into masterpieces are beautiful. But people don't want to admit, oh my gosh, I am broken. And the thing about a brokenness, or even we'll just say a broken bone, if it doesn't heal right, it has to be rebroken. And some of us are on marriages 4 and 5, relationships 6 and 7, but the situation is still the same. Because that bone, that stubbornness, that ego, that mentality you have has to be broken until you get it right, until it's right, until you really allow healing to transfer in your life, to transpire in your life. Because if you don't allow the healing to transpire in your life, guess what? You're going to be on the same cycle over and over and over and over again. It will work if you work it. Get off the merry-go-round and try something different. Start looking in that mirror every day. Ugh, I'm not, You know what? My left eyebrow is higher than my right eyebrow, and I'm okay with that. What? And if I'm okay with my eyebrow, maybe I'm okay with the fact that, oh, my gosh, maybe I am selfish. Huh, do I want to keep this quality or do I want to trade that quality in? I think I'll trade that quality in. What am I going to trade it for? You have to start having conversations with yourself. I don't know who said that it's insane to talk to yourself, but I've been insane for a long time by that definition, and it works because I've got to figure out just, you know, what is really going on with you. Okay, because I can't allow what other people say about me is going on with me to really infect me the same way as what I say about me affects me. Do you see what I'm saying? Because what they say gets inside of you, infectious, yes. What you say affects, cause affect. There you go. There it is. So I'm glad that you guys are tuning in. I'm glad we're getting this FOIL thing together, and we're realizing it doesn't work. It doesn't work to, you know, dress up all that outside stuff. and just be nasty on the inside. Even if you put, what, lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig. It's still going to roll around in the mud. And if you like mud and that's your thing, be honest with yourself and stop buying all that daggone lipstick. Be muddy and make it work for you. Okay? All right. Well, y'all have a great day, and I can't wait till Thursday when we can talk about this foil and how it really doesn't work. And we can really dig a little bit deeper into how you can make your life better and live on purpose. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Rev J, and I will talk to you Thursday. Have a good one. Bye-bye.